In 1903, Otto Wagner wins the competition for a building for the Austrian Postal Savings Bank. With this building, he can realize his creed of function dominating formal aspects of a building. It's really the highlight of modern architecture in Vienna. Wagner uses modern, inexpensive materials without making them look cheap. He uses them in a very, very honest and conscious way that they are allowed to develop the beauty. Linoleum, glass brick, aluminum, which was not that cheap at the time, but it was low maintenance. He distinguishes between the public spaces of the building, the director's offices and the offices of the clerks. The spaces where the public would have access to, they should be easily cleanable. So the walls are covered with glass and marble so that they can be washed. The public spaces are mainly kept in the color scheme of white, gray, and black, while the director's offices use a more representational color language, which is mahogany and brass and red velvet. He was very much concerned also of an efficient infrastructure within the building of the Postal Savings Bank. He introduces electric elevator system, a central ventilation, air circulation system, as well as a pneumatic mail delivery system within the building. And he uses different light sources also as a way of defining the structure, for example, of the big corridors with very simple wall brackets made out of aluminum with just exposed light bulbs. The facade of the Postal Savings Bank, especially compared with the buildings from the same period surrounding the Postal Savings Bank, must have appeared like an alien element in the city. You could consider it a neoclassical building. The facade explains the function. And in that sense, Wagner really achieves a masterpiece because the use of the bolts on the facade illustrate architecture parlante, speaking architecture. It makes clear that this is a safe place to keep your money, just like a safety deposit box.